Stand with us and remain standing as we do the call to worship, followed by the Apostles' Creed. I'll read the light color print if you'd respond with the bold, and together we'll do the prayer of confession. Let us begin this experience of worship with our frowns turned into smiles, our doubts regarded as growing pains in our faith, and our disappointments exchanged for our appointment with God this morning.
We come to one body on God, whose grace is the name of God, who calls us into a life of heaven.
It's easy to wear masks when we say thanks to God. Will you be your real self in this hour?
It is true that there are things that make us unhappy, but it's also true that life is full of blessings. It's each blessing of God that we want to concentrate on now.
And the prayer of confession. Dear Lord, day by day I have been touched by your love and blessed by your generous hand. Yet, day by day, I have gone merrily on my way, with the majority instead of returning to offer my thanks. Forgive me for not only my lack of gratitude, but especially for my failure to express it. Thank you for each shining second of my existence, and each gigantic age of your majestic creation. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body,
and life everlasting. Amen.